This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
On this edition of Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut, we hear from Jordan Bush, who is working on her master's degree at the University of Kentucky. She's working this summer at the University of Kentucky Research Education Center in Princeton with Dr. Chris Teutsch. She talks about the upcoming field walk at University of Kentucky set for July 15th.
We have our annual forage field walk coming up on July 15th. It will be from 5 to 8 p.m., so hopefully it'll cool down a little bit by then. We're going to be out in the field. The registration and dinner will start at 4:30, so registration's free. That means dinner is free as well. And then we'll get started around 5 o'clock. It's going to be a really casual kind of tour around the farm, really open with lots of experts available to answer any questions you might have about the forages that you can grow in the summer to feed your animals.
Well, Jordan, is it there at the University of Kentucky or is it on a different farm this year or where?
It is going to be right here at the research station in Princeton.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about what kind of different topics will you guys cover that day?
Sure. So we'll talk about establishment of summer annuals, so fertility and how you can get those planted. We will talk about how you can manage those to the best of your ability in your operation. We can talk about the economics of some different annuals that you can incorporate, and then just go over the different species that you have on hand, especially here in our variety trials where we're testing them all year to year and testing different varieties that are on the market.
Who are some of the folks who will be on the program that day?
So Dr. Chris Teutsch will be here, of course, as well as I think our forage experts from Lexington are coming down too, and then we'll have a handful of people from other departments here at the research station available as well if any of the questions branch into kind of other topics.
You know, this, like many things, Jordan, I think is wonderful because you guys actually, it's very hands-on. You guys actually get out in the field and look at this, and so you can kind of, people can kind of see what you're talking about, right?
Yes, absolutely. So wear your walking shoes and bring some bug spray, and we'll have lots of opportunities for you to see everything, you know, face-to-face.
I think that's wonderful. So you are working with him this summer. Kind of tell us what your role has been this summer with Dr. Teutsch.
Sure. So I'm a master's student. This is my second year working with Dr. Chris Teutsch, and my project is working more in kind of the remote sensing area in forages. So I do some work with drones and satellite images and stuff like that, but lots of other field work too to help out with the forages program in general.
You're actually from Ohio. So what have you learned about forages that may be different from where you grew up?
So I grew up in Ohio, and I did my undergrad in Wisconsin. And in Wisconsin, of course, the climate is much different than here. So here we've got a lot longer of a growing season to take advantage of. And that's where kind of having a nice diversity of plants that thrive under different conditions on your farm can really maximize your forage production for your livestock.
Obviously, what you're studying with your master's program is some new technology for farmers out there who may be involved in forages, no matter how large or how small, to help them kind of get a better handle on their crop, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So if folks would like to sign up and be a part of this, Jordan, how do they do so?
So if you're a more tech-savvy person, you can go to our Eventbrite page, and it's a little bit of a long link, but bear with me. It's 2021, so 2021. summerannualfieldwalk.eventbrite.com. If the website is not your preferred method of registration, you can call or text Brandon Dooley, who is our USDA intern this summer, at 513-814-6809, and he can get you registered. You can also do either of those things if you're interested in a sponsorship for our event. The information for that is on the website as well. And like I said, there's no cost for registration. We're just asking everybody to pre-register so that we can have enough food for dinner.
Our guest today, Jordan Bush, a master's degree student at the University of Kentucky College of Agriculture. I'm Alan Watts, traveling to Bluegrass.